Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. Live from Las Vegas, Nevada. Want to welcome everybody to the show, new and regulars. Thanks for joining us. And very special guest tonight, 2013 Super Stock champion and currently a super late model driver at the LVMS Bullring, Kaylee Barker, with us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Anytime. It's my pleasure and our pleasure, I'm sure. And can't say enough that you're here, so we do appreciate it. Of course, hosting tonight, the one, the only, JJ Nunn. How you doing?
Good evening.
Fantastic.
Did you want a better intro? I mean, you acted like you wanted more. We can give you more.
You showed up. I had Kaylee talked into opening the show, and then you showed up.
Well, that's you.
And then all of a sudden, I got disappointed. I mean, Kaylee could open the show if you weren't here.
I have one better, because when you guys are gone, maybe she can guest host
there
one of the nights, huh?
Yeah.
A new experience to add to your whole list of things that you've done in your young life.
I don't see why not.
Hey, I'm all for it.
You know, if she can get that 34 plus 2 super late model around the track, she can drive this show.
Well, exactly. Maybe we'll win something here. I don't know. Hey, also, the man always on a mission, Gary Wyatt.
How you guys doing?
How you doing?
Good. Yeah. Thanks for being here, Kaylee.
Well, thank you for having me.
You want more, too? No? Okay. All right. Just double checking. So, of course, tonight, Kaylee Barker, thank you for being here. Anybody can go to KayleeBarker.com and find out more about Kaylee, but very special guest. If you've been around LVMS at the Bullring, you know who Kaylee Barker is. And not only that, you know who her parents are. So they help keep her on track, I'm sure. No, she's a good girl. I'm just joking. But thanks for being here.
Thank you.
You know, a lot's probably happened since the last time we've talked to you. So
that was
probably
in,
been almost a year now. Huh?
That was in where? In Virginia?
Yeah,
October.
October. Yep.
When you were selected for one of the diversity drivers.
Yep. Yeah, back in Langley Speedway, Virginia.
And that's a trip, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot of experience. Hey, before we get to you, I don't want to take away anything from you, Kaylee, but these guys went, did you guys make it to the kickball game up
Absolutely.
In Utah? I want to hear a little bit about that, if you don't mind, Kaylee. They did something this past Friday, I believe it was, when you went up there. Can you tell me about that, guys? I didn't get a chance to go up there, so. They're looking at each other like, okay,
nope.
Who should start?
Nick Musatelli, the driver of the 66, as we know, he called in last week and told us all about it. So we went up there, and what a great time we had. There were 10 teams total.
Wow.
Up there. Our team kind of got thrown together the last minute, as you know, we didn't. But I had told Nick we don't have a team yet. So, but next year we will have a team.
You're going to have
a
Vegas representative.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be cool. How long a drive was it to get up there?
Well,
not too bad.
What was it?
Hour and 50 minutes.
Yeah. Not too bad.
That's it. Yeah, short drive. Nice drive.
You get a police escort in? No.
Oh, JJ got one out.
Out. Okay. Well, that's usually the way it is. Right? Yeah,
no. You had to go there.
Quiet in. Yeah. Escort.
No, and you know, Jay's right. I've never been off the Beaver Dam exit off the 15, and it was quite nice.
And what you guys are talking about, there was a Nick Nicitelli put on a kickball event to raise money for.
Yeah, it was named Kickball with the Cops. Basically in Ivan, Santa Clara, St. George area in Utah. And he did this to raise money for two separate families that had occurred brain injuries, the Ship family and the Leiden family. And this was the inaugural kickball with the cops. As Gary said, had 10 teams up there, all ages. It was a tremendous event. You know, it was nonstop. The facility was beautiful that they had up there. Nick Nusitelli had his race car up there, the 66 Bomber, and also his son's Tuscan's Bandolero up there, cool, displaying them.
And at one time he had all four fields going playing kickball.
Oh, wow.
That's all, cool. There were four fields and they were all going playing kickball at one time.
That's,
you know, we kind of just walked around and watched each, you know, different field playing ball.
That's cool.
Playing kickball.
Yeah. And basically, want to know where the EMTs and oxygen were.
That's what I was going to ask. Do you remember what kickball was?
When we got out there. Oh, we were reminded real quick.
Oh, yeah.
We were reminded real quick as a couple of kids on other teams, I was referenced to as grandpa. Do you have your life alert cannon on?
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Do you need to carry an O2 bottle with you down to first base? We had a lot of fun.
Great group of guys up there playing. And as he said, just all fun and games and raised the money that needed to be raised. And I'm sure they can use more, but raised what he wanted to.
Well, that's cool. He's talking about doing it every year and maybe for different causes every year.
Yeah,
you know,
this
different
is,
cause, so.
This is, Nick said, this is an inaugural. He will be doing this again next year. I cannot see why not. The turnout was tremendous. Just to mention a few names, you know, Nick's wife, Mama Nusitelli, was up there running around, had the kids. The guys who we played with, there was an article written in the Utah papers. And want to thank Matt Larson and his wife for coming out. Nick,
Cunningham's?
Yep. Matt Cunningham, Jennifer Cunningham, and Matt Cunningham Jr. They came up from Vegas. And Mike Heck
was there.
Was out there. Some of Matt Larson's crew came and played. They got on the phone, called some other ladies and guys, and basically, we got all the kids on our team.
you got lucky, right?
We got all the kids on our team, which was really great. You know, it was 10 players per team. We had 20. We needed them all. There was no doubt about it. We needed all 20 out there on the
field.
We
started with 6 and ended up with about 20. So,
you know. So, you know, I just told Nate, just send the kids on our team. That's all. They'll get up to kick the ball because there's an age. And
you wanted them to run for you. That's why.
Some of these teams, these guys were serious about kickball. We had a Hurricane team come up. H-Town Hurricanes came up, and they made it into the finals. Evidently, it was double elimination. Well, we got eliminated.
Double eliminated.
You know, there's 10-run rule. We made it to the fifth inning in the first game, and then we came up against one of the playoff teams, and we only made it to the third inning that game.
It sounds like we
had a great time.
Great time.
Can't wait to put a team together, get some more racers, bomber drivers, and go up there next year to support Nick Nusitelli. It was a great thing he did for the community. Gary and I got behind it, as we have on Wheels Now. Got behind it 100% and look forward to doing it next year.
Absolutely. Great cause. Cool. That sounds like a good time. And, of course, Kaylee's no stranger to good causes. You have quite a few of your own causes that you devote your time to. You want to talk a little bit about those?
Yeah. So I'm with Project 150 and the Las Vegas Labrador Rescue. What the Lab Rescue does is they'll bring down labs from Utah or even from Vegas that are in the shelters and just try and find them a forever home by fostering them. So we ended up adopting one of them that we were fostering and kept her. So now we have two dogs running around the house constantly.
Only two?
Yeah, only two.
Yeah.
I know.
Plenty of room for a third.
Yes, I agree. Tell my mom that.
Right. Yeah, it's funny because like some
mom's
people,
sitting back here.
Yeah, she's
shaking
her head. No. Right. No. A lot of people that do get involved with that, they end up getting more and
yeah.
more dogs.
Yep. Cupid was our sixth or seventh one that
wow.
we had fostered, and we ended up keeping her. So
that's cool.
Yeah. And then also Project 150, I'm the spokesperson for them. And what they do is they help the homeless teenagers here in Las Vegas and in Clark County District find food, clothes, whatever they need to graduate.
Now, is there a way they somebody like myself or anybody can get involved with Project 150 with donations or anything like that?
Yes, if you go to project150lv.org.
Okay,
and
do you have a link on your website also?
Yes,
okay.
I believe so, yeah.
You can go to kayleebarker.com also.
Yep.
Okay, and right now they actually need, are in more need because didn't something recently happen with them? Their truck got broken into?
Yeah, so what's been happening, I think this is, what, the second time that it's happened?
Wow.
That the batteries off of their truck have been stolen.
Okay.
So now what they're doing every night is taking the battery off at night and then putting
wow.
it back in the morning. There's two of them, so putting them back in the morning.
That's a shame that
for delivery.
Somebody does that, right? Because
yeah.
they need those vehicles to make their rounds
yep.
and all that.
Yeah, it's pretty sad.
So, it's not funny, but a funny thing out of that story is I seen it, I believe it was on TV or something, one of the trucks. You know how they're like diesel powered, it says powered by? Somebody had stuck a Kaylee Barker sticker, said, powered by Kaylee Barker Racing.
Yeah, right on the door.
Right on the door. That it's funny because I wasn't even thinking about it. That's the first thing that caught my eye was that. And I'm like, oh, that's the Project 150 truck and all
yep.
that. So, but yeah, so go to kayleebarker.com and click on the link there to if
yeah.
you want to get involved. What do they need? Socks and underwear are something that are
yeah,
really
big.
Needed there. So, oh, okay. Well, and that's something I would have never thought of. Fast
yeah.
food gift cards. Yeah, that's actually, I would have never even thought of that, but that's
yeah.
something that would be good.
So they can eat over the summer.
Right. Okay. No, definitely. We'll look, dig a little deeper on that, and we'll get
right.
to you later
yep.
on that and see if there's something we can help kind of do too. But cool. Well, that's always something. Of course, every year this the two or three years you've done the event that these guys get into out at the Orleans.
Oh, she's old time.
Yeah, yeah, that's
the
truck. Yeah,
on her set.
They learned from the first year about letting kids come into the
car.
Uh-huh. don't worry, Key. They got me too the first time I went.
We got a new one for
yeah.
that now.
Okay.
Yeah, we recruited.
Okay,
so.
Cool.
Yeah,
oh,
Gary and I took care
back.
Of that last Saturday night. We'll see you at Touch a Truck. David is
yeah,
it?
David.
We'll see you at Touch a Truck.
Yeah, don't say too much. We'll let it be a surprise.
Oh, no, we broke him in well.
Okay.
He
yep.
Cool.
They got
he was surprised Saturday night and find like, who the hell are these guys?
I seen him get to the door and kind of turn around and point and talk to Kaylee, so I can only imagine what
okay.
he was saying.
Yeah. Now, I think he was turning around to make sure we were staying and not following out the door.
Cool. Now, it's always good to get involved, of course, all these guys here get involved in different events. And,
oh, yeah.
you know, it's something that as a racer, you get the exposure and it's good to kind of give back and it helps, you know, the full circle helps
yeah,
everybody.
Definitely.
Yeah, community.
Yeah.
It's about the community.
Absolutely.
I mean, our sponsors out there, that's most important to us, you know, that's why how many times over and over in the past four and a half years, you know, if you're going out to the races, you see those sponsors on the side of the race cars, please use them. Okay?
Absolutely.
Please use them.
Totally
that's keep the money here in Vegas. Okay? If you see charities on the side of the car, please support them. You know, it's tremendous. We can't stress that enough to our listeners, our friends, our guests. You know, you can go on the bombernation.com. There's a networking on there. And it's important. You know, what goes around comes around.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, cool. Hey, and Kaylee, of course, you know, you don't just run super late model. You've been kind of touching on different things out there.
Yep,
you know.
Modified series. So
that's locally. You didn't do the Lucas one.
I did the Lucas series.
A taste of both.
Yep.
It's a little bit of like the Grand American Modifieds locally here at LVMS, but also
the Lucas guys. Yeah, so I'll be racing there July 23rd
okay.
at Salt Lake City with them.
You're
going
to go up to Utah.
Yep.
Great. Cool.
Yep,
deal.
Go race with the Lucas
Excellent.
Guys again.
And I think on the schedule they have August 20th down at Orange Show, and that's a track that you actually
yeah,
like.
Yeah, that's my favorite track.
So you plan on maybe
hope,
doing that? Hopefully?
I'm not sure yet. I don't know if Tom wants to take his brand new car
down. Well,
if
not,
there,
you got a super stock that you could probably take down
yeah.
there.
Yeah,
so, Mom,
definitely.
She wants to get down there to Orange Show. Let make it happen.
I think it's more along Dad.
Ron,
she
yeah.
wants to get down to Orange
right.
Show.
Yeah, it's funny. Speaking of super stocks and Ron, I was looking at some stuff 2-3 weeks ago, and Ron's name popped up in some old super stock stuff.
Oh, gosh.
That had to be very old stuff.
Uh-huh.
But maybe, well, that you were a baby back then, I think.
It was probably
that's
around.
That's when
like,
you were, mm-hmm. Gary was kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah,
helping
yeah.
or doing whatever.
That's
with
real
Lance
old.
And
that's yeah.
Gary,
what
you,
Gary, that's old.
I was before the off-road truck. When he had this,
yeah.
when Ron
the black
was helping
one, right?
us, yeah. Well, no, when he was running the 40 late model.
Oh,
here,
well, yeah.
Ron was helping
yep.
us.
Mm-hmm.
What was Ron's number?
That's back in
34.
Oh, he was. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So,
oh,
that's
a surprise.
Well, I never thought of that. I don't remember what number it was. I mean.
We
would
all help this guy, Lance, though. And Lance used to race the 40 late models. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's where Gary
yeah,
was.
Yeah, that's where we all met forever ago.
Cool.
Yeah. Long ago.
To carry her around in their little
no,
crib.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, my dad did.
Right.
And my baby carried.
Stick her in the corner. I'm not going to tell you what he said at the time, but.
Were you a crybaby? You know.
No.
Through a 916 Torrance. Play with that for a while.
Yeah. Little did
get,
he know what he was
used to
creating a monster, right?
Daddy,
exactly.
What's that smell? Alcohol. Go to sleep.
Yeah, right.
That's what you're going to be running in your super late
right.
model. Get used to it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
120 octane. She's sitting there with a big smile on her face, not knowing she was high.
Right. It's burning rubber smell and
yep.
you name it. Burnt oil.
Yeah, Ron used to come out to the house and help us repair all the.
Oh, yeah.
Week after uh-huh. week after week after week.
And
repairing
still,
every week.
And he still hasn't learned. He's still out there week after week. And I don't know. You know, it's a lot of fun because, you know, as hard as it is and how much work it is, it still kind of bites you. You know, you end up wanting to keep doing it. You can't get away from it,
no.
you know. Just,
well, look at you.
I know. Well, I've been trying to stay away, but I can't. Part of it, yeah. Pat's been pushing me to try to get the modified out there, so I'm going to try to get it out next. There's my sheets.
Yep.
I'm buying my sheets. Okay. For my shocks. So.
Yep.
Thanks, Pat.
He doesn't have it on the bottom. Fix modified.
Yeah, I don't have it on my list.
Pat's Petri is much bigger than me.
I could show you my text, though. You going to make it?
Yeah.
Are you coming?
No. Yep, yep.
So I am going to try to make it, but we'll see what happens.
As soon as I walked in, I've seen those dino sheets before. So are those cats?
Right.
Yep.
So, now that's cool. So you're going to make it up to Utah, huh? First
yeah.
time at that track?
Yep.
Ever, period,
yep.
even seeing it?
No.
Wow.
No.
That's
I've been
cool.
watching races on YouTube, but that's about it.
No kidding.
Yeah.
You know, jumping into the modifieds, what's that? That's got to be different than running the super late models. Super
oh,
late
yeah.
models, you have huge tires. They're slicks. You got a lot of grip going into the corners.
Yep.
You turn around and flip it to a modified, you got a lot of horsepower and
no
less
grip.
Tire. Yeah,
no grip.
No grip. I mean, are you feeling yourself driving it any different, or are you trying to get out of a bad habit of driving it the same as a super late model?
I know I have to drive it a lot harder than my super late.
I mean, and
going
I don't,
into the corner.
Going in, and
mm-hmm.
I guess I would think, and this is just my opinion, I've never been in a super late model, but like a modified, you've got to drive it out and it feels real loose and,
yeah.
and you know, a loose car is a good car, and especially in the modified,
oh,
I
yeah.
don't know if that's how it
yep.
feels to you.
Yep. Yeah, I just, when I was first practicing it and following it, I'm like, gosh, they're going into the corner like 5 car lengths deep in the, I'm being such a baby.
Right.
So I was like getting on myself about that, but then as soon as I started following them, I was fine.
Right.
It was just that whole, and then really transitioning from both, because I did double duty 2 weekends in a row.
And that's a good point. On the,
yeah,
any,
transitioning.
On the same night to
mm-hmm.
have to change your driving style
yeah.
on one night.
Yeah, so I was kind of worried about my qualifying because of
oh,
it.
Yeah.
But so in the super late, well, on the 21st, I did double in the modified with the Lucas guys and my super late race. So
wow.
I had 2 mains that night. But the week before that, I had 3 mains because we had a double
awesome.
Main in the super.
That's right.
So I was really, well, in the modified, I didn't, like, I qualified my fastest lap I had ran, like, the last 2 weeks. But
that's
it was
cool.
I still wasn't really that, like, too fast. but we ended up not having to run the B main, and I got told that right before I went out for my super qualifying, so I was really beating myself up. So I'm like, I'm going to have to run a B main and race myself in.
Right.
But then I got told the good news before I went out for qualifying in the super
combining.
Late, and then, we didn't have to run a B main.
Right.
I was like, cool, like, awesome, I don't have to stress about that, and then I went out in the super and ran my fastest lap ever.
Sweet.
I'm like, okay, so... the transition, I guess, then didn't really affect me.
Yeah, that's good. Do you think you're going to learn from driving a whole different type of car?
Oh, yeah.
Or just, you know, kind of, because sometimes it could be a hindrance to, you know, a certain driving style of a certain.
Right.
Vehicle.
No, I think it's going to help me a lot.
Well, you know, obviously seat time is huge,
yep.
No matter what you're in. I mean, you can go out in a go-kart and then get some seat time, and it's just as good.
Yeah.
It's fun anyway. So.
Well, that's what I do. Every Tuesday night, pole position, they have a locals deal, $40 unlimited races from 6
cool.
to 10.
No
so
wonder it's so hard to get you here on
going.
Tuesday nights.
I thought the excuse was I'm working.
Yeah,
and I'm working.
You have go-karts in the background.
I used to work on Tuesday nights. Not
okay.
anymore.
No.
We got Tuesday nights off to go go-kart.
Well, we'll have to do a live from wherever Kaylee's at
pole position. It's super fun.
Which one you go to? The one
I usually
Summerlin?
Go to the strip one.
Okay, the one
because,
up here on.
Well, the one at Summerlin, they close, like the whole thing closes at 10, and that's when the deal ends. So they usually try and kick us out at like 9:30. But the strip one doesn't close until 11, so they don't care if we're there until 10:15. So they'll let us go.
So there's a challenge for if you think you can beat Kaylee, be there Tuesday night. Look for Kaylee. Oh, man. That sounds like
listening
fun,
to the
oh,
show
yeah.
on your iPhone.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, keep it in your earbud while you got your helmet on.
Yep.
We'll give you tips. Yeah. No, that's cool. I didn't know you did that.
Yeah, so some nights I can get like 17 races in. It's crazy.
Wow.
And normally, for a member, they're $20 a race.
Right.
So, but I'm doing 17 for $40. I'm like, can't
no, that's
beat that.
Cool. Yeah, you can't, exactly. You can't beat that. Have you ever done any of the like enduro stuff? Or?
Well, I was going to do the last one, but I had just gotten in the bad accident the day before. So.
Oh.
I was like, nope.
Yeah,
not happening.
Sit it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, me and Mike did I didn't do it. I sat out and I was kind of giving him the hand signals of when to come in and all that. He did enduro. First one we ever did on the go-karts, it was the Summerlin one. And we actually got second place, which we were surprised out of. There's probably, I don't remember how many, 12 karts or maybe 14 karts or something. Yeah, there was quite a few. We had fun, though. We got lucky because it's so hard to, I don't know, you probably watch those enduros out there.
Yeah.
And it's so hard to kind of gauge when to pit. And I mean, you got guys out there that get serious. They got like little pit cards and all that they're using. I'm like,
the dirt bike guys.
Right,
so.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it was, actually, there was a guy out there, he was doing stretches and every, like, he was serious. I mean, he was doing the whole nine yards. I mean, they must do that enduro race all the time.
Yeah, they have
quite
a few that go on.
Yeah, it was fun, though. I mean, we were actually shocked we got second place, but it was kind of a luck thing, so, but, hey.
Oh, yeah.
So half of racing is luck sometimes, it seems that way, right?
Mm-hmm.
Rather be lucky than good, they say?
Yeah.
I'm being told there's no excuse, bring the mod out.
I can't read these dyno sheets, wait a minute. No,
I'm being told to tell you there's no excuse. So.
Did he text me too?
I think I did get a text also.
I didn't. I was the lucky one.
Pat. Pat, start texting. No. No, cool. I mean, I was wondering about that. What your felt like was it, what the transition was into the modifieds and all that. And you think you're going to be able to pick up more? I mean, there's some in the Lucas Oil modified. There's some competition out there that they know their stuff in that division. You
they
know,
got a lot of money.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point because that division, not to put it down because they've done a great job with that Lucas Oil modified series, Greg Scheidecker, Bill Rizzone, all them guys that have been involved in that and making it grow have done a great job. But to me, it has grown into more of a money division. You know, they've started allowing more and more, and you got to have a lot of money to be competitive.
You had said this, that you felt like you've been left behind.
Yeah, well, just
the way the division has progressed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, for us, I mean, we've only dabbled in it over the years, and if we couldn't take the modified we have today that would have been competitive back then to the a race today and be competitive at
right.
all. You know,
no.
just it's just not going to happen. So, you know, and some of it's money. Obviously, a lot of it's money, but they've learned a lot
mm-hmm.
in those modifieds over the last. Steve
Teeth
and the STR
mm-hmm.
group out there. They probably got, you know, 10 cars in the top 10 out there. Of course, Gray and them guys, they've
yep.
learned and continue to learn how to make these cars go fast.
And STR
you know?
Just won its first race of this year. It hadn't won a race all the way up until
Saturday.
Oh,
I didn't realize
yep.
that. Wow. They've always been up there, you know, in the top numbers, but
yeah.
wow.
Nope, they hadn't won one this whole year until Saturday. So.
That's something else.
And they were in Kern Saturday, right?
They were Madera.
Madera.
I'm sorry,
yep.
you're right, Madera. Yep.
Madera. Oh, didn't you guys say Aaron? What
yeah,
is,
yeah he got wrecked or wrecked.
Oh,
like that.
No way.
He was dead last.
No,
yeah,
no
Aaron
way.
Gertzman wrecked.
Larry Gertzman? Yeah, because
yeah.
Chris Gertzman hasn't been running,
mm-hmm.
so. Wow, that's crazy. That's cool that you're going to be kind of in that division
yeah.
On and off. You plan on doing...
The goal is to run it all year next year, but,
okay.
I mean, that obviously depends on sponsorship and stuff. So,
yeah.
Like always.
You're going to pick and choose certain races this year?
I know we want to do... Well, we're doing the Salt Lake race, and then in between July 23rd, which is the day of that race, and the November race here, I don't know. But...
Okay.
We're for sure going to do the November race. It's a non-points race for the Lucas guys because there's
okay.
like 50 cars that come down. So
I know. Is that crazy? That's amazing
yeah.
how many cars
so we're definitely
come
doing
down.
That one.
Wow.
Let me ask you, Kaylee, what do you enjoy more, the Super Late? Or I know you've only been in the Modified twice.
That's the second time I've been asked this today.
Oh.
And I still don't know the answer.
Hmm.
I guess I enjoy the Super Late more.
Well,
I mean, it's
what
a bigger tire.
Well, you're more comfortable with it.
Yeah, I'm more comfortable
you know,
with it, but
yeah.
yeah, yeah. I mean, I like them both, I guess. But
the politically correct race car driver. I like them both equally well. This
yeah.
I get this, and this I get that. You know, and that's. But you know what? It's funny because in every different division you jump in, you get a different enjoyment out of it. You
yep.
know, I was able to race my first bomber race this last race, and I had just as much fun, even though. I hope they bring the 21-second rule, just like JJ wants, because I was running 21 seconds.
Do I have somebody else finally on my side?
I'm on your side.
For 21 seconds here?
A 21-second breakout rule, please.
Oh my gosh.
But, you know, I had just as much fun just poking around the track and that thing as I do at any other thing I
right.
get in. So, I you know, I know what you're saying.
Yep.
You get different things out of the cars, but the modifieds, they have to eventually grow on you, I would
yeah.
assume.
Yeah, oh no, I love it, but...
you got all that horsepower.
Yeah, and all the cars that you're
yeah,
racing with. That's
exactly.
what I like about it the most is the car count.
You know,
Super
Late,
we don't have any,
well,
they've
so... Well, they've been starting to build up.
Yeah,
there's two or three more
better.
Cars that are,
yeah.
that are coming out.
Yeah, it's getting better, but it's nothing like running with 30 guys in the
I
modified,
know.
So...
Yeah, exactly, no doubt.
Not to put you on the spot again, but did you enjoy driving the Super Late and the Modified better than Gary's bomber on dirt?
Oh, gosh.
Well, see, now that's...
The correct answer is no.
Well, see, on dirt, you're in a bomber, but you're also in dirt. So, yeah,
yeah,
that's a whole different experience.
Yeah, it's a whole other animal.
I don't expect an answer. That's okay. We know you like the bomber best.
On the dirt.
On the dirt.
On the dirt.
On the dirt. Well, see, you haven't got her in an asphalt bomber yet, so.
She don't need to.
I've been
she
in one before.
Oh, have you really?
Yeah, a long
oh,
time ago.
Really?
But I never raced it. I just
on a practice
yeah,
night.
Because I was in the super stock, so.
Oh, okay.
Well, and in a bando at the
right.
same time, so.
And she got in the bomber and said, and I'll get out of turn two when?
Right.
Is it going to make it down the backstretch?
When am I supposed to lift?
Or do I, yeah. yeah. Or do I have time to have lunch going down the backstretch?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and coming from a super stock to a bomber, that pretty much.
Kaylee, I don't care what these guys say. I know you had fun.
Oh, yeah, I had fun.
No, yeah, any kind of racing fun. I think so, anyways.
Yeah, yeah. No matter what you're in, as long as you're out there.
You know, and that's something else, too, that in the super late model, I've seen you wheel yourself out of some crazy situations. And, you know, to keep that car together and do some of the things you've done in that car, that's that experience is something else that not everybody has.
Thank you.
A lot of that's being a natural.
Right.
You know, I mean, you just some...
There's been some close calls before.
You know, and you know, of course, sometimes sitting in the driver's seat is different than seeing it from the stand.
Right.
And, you know, but, man, I'm telling you, there's some times where I don't know how you kept that car under control and in one piece and squeezing it through a space that probably couldn't fit a whole car. Yeah, I'm sure your dad's happy about that.
Yeah. But from where I'm sitting, I'm like, oh, no, I have plenty of
room. No, you had like one inch.
Yeah, an inch on each side.
No, that's pretty funny, man. And do you think you can get that same kind of control out of a modified? Because the wheels, you know, obviously are different, and, you know, the reaction's going to probably be different in a modified. You going to be able to adapt to that?
Yeah, I mean, there was a pretty big wreck in turn one that I avoided. I don't know how, but the whole track was just covered with cars. So that was in the Lucas race. So we had a lot of cars there, and it was a big mess.
Well,
and my dad's like,
Yeah, trying to figure out what you should do. And you're like, Dad, I got this.
Don't go high. Don't go.
Right. Heavy on the brakes.
Yeah, exactly. But sometimes that's not the right thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Drive through it.
Yep. Exactly.
You know, speaking of sponsors and stuff like that for next year, you do have some new sponsors this year.
Yep.
Which I noticed.
Yes, we got Las Vegas Car and Truck. So if you're in the market for a used car, go to them.
And that's actually by my house.
3401 South Decatur.
Yeah, that's Decatur near Spring Mountain.
Yep.
So
yep.
They got some nice cars there too.
Yeah, they do.
LVCT.net.
LVCT.net.
Yep. And so they're getting ready to just expand. So
no way.
Yeah, that's going to be good.
In a different location?
Mm-hmm.
Or? Oh, wow.
Yep. So just waiting for the expansion to come through. That way you have more cars to choose from. So
cool. So are they going to keep the current location and open up another spot?
No,
they're going to move
a bigger one, yeah.
All right. Well, keep your eyes out. Go to KayleeBarker.com. You have a link on there,
yep.
I believe, for LVCT.
.net,
which
yep.
is Las Vegas Car and Truck,
yep.
Cars and Trucks. So keep an eye out for that, for the new location. I mean, obviously the sponsors strongly urge everyone to visit the sponsors that are on any of these race cars, you know. It's just a must. It's so hard to get them involved, and once they do, a lot of them get hooked on it. So I'm glad to see that logo on your car.
Yes,
so.
Me too. Something on the quarter panel is very nice to have.
Yep, exactly, yeah. And that's the spot that you want, you want to have it. So. But, Jay, was you going to?
No.
Oh, okay.
Cool. I'm good.
Hey, real quick, I think we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with some more Kaylee Barker. Can't get enough. See you after the break.
This is Aaron McMoran, driver of the number 22 Lucas Oil Modified, and you're listening to OnWheelsNow.com.
BomberNation.com is your website for all the latest local racing news. If you are a race car owner, a driver, or a passionate fan of racing, the BomberNation.com is the site you'll want to add to your favorites list. Check out the message board, track schedules, special events, links, and our sponsors. The Bomber Nation, one sport under one nation. TheBomberNation.com.
Gentlemen,
the sound of On Wheels Now, every Tuesday at 6 p.m.
If you like cars,
the smell of gasoline and rubber,
or just love motorsports and auto racing,
On Wheels Now is your inside look at local motorsports.
So don't miss the action.
We'll keep you in the loop with the latest local racing news.
We're race car drivers too, so join me, Michael.
And Mike, Tuesday at 6 p.m. Find us at OnWheelsNow.com.
Nevada Pick Apart.
Who?
Nevada Pick Apart. Do you have a used car or a truck just sitting in the driveway taking up space, looking ugly and tired of looking at it? Are you moving and can't take your car or truck with you? Did you buy a new car or truck and want to get rid of the old one? Contact Nevada Pick Apart, 702-644-1881. That's 702-644-1881. Sell Nevada Pick Apart your used or old vehicle and see it gone tomorrow.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
I'm Phil Goodwin, and you're listening to OnWheelsNow.com. See you at the races.
And we are back at OnWheelsNow.com. This is the Racers Roundtable, where racers, race fans, and race officials can get together and just talk about local racing, as we like to do, talk about ourselves. You can always go to the BomberNation.com website and click on the message boards there. When you do that, look around. There's a classified area where you can sell things and find stuff for your race car. We got some time coming up here that after the July 2nd race, which we'll talk about coming up here at LVMS, we got a long break, so you want to get your parts and work on your race cars and get them ready for after the break fun. So,
yeah, you want to get a hold of your parts, Roadrunner engine parts. Get a hold of Ken Wilson. Want to thank him for everything that he does. Don't want to forget Steve at Nevada Pick Apart. You need a part. What is it, $1 to get in Nevada Pick Apart? Two locations, one in Henderson, one in North Las Vegas on Lamb. Bring a dollar, get in, bring your tools, take your part off the car, and go pay for it. I want to thank Anthony at Camp Out. Trailers and RVs, they now have RV parts. So you want to check out Camp Out and thank Anthony for what he does. Mike at Reliable Banner, Bill and Jim at Peck Art Radiator. Hey, your AC just not up to par? Peck Art Radiator just doesn't take care of your cooling system for your car. They take care of your AC also. You want to go check out Peck Art Radiator. That's Bill and Jim at Peck Art. I want to thank Dale and Nick at D&N Equipment and also Daniel at Best Muffler. Thank you very much for all that you guys have done for us this year and past years and hopefully future years.
Cool. Absolutely. And thank you. And if you're just joining us, we are here tonight with Kaylee Barker at KayleeBarker.com, super late model driver out at LVMS and super stock champion in 2013.
Yep. You want to mention your sponsor again real quick?
Oh, yeah.
Who
Dan
you
want to
thank out there?
Dan and Shannon from Las Vegas Car and Truck, ExecuClean, Chicksky Race Rare, RJ, or DJ Safety, Ron Jurens, and I think that's everyone that's helped me out so far.
Well, you know you're forgetting somebody, but don't feel left out. If you have been forgotten, it's not on purpose.
ExecuClean, that's Mara Seely, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
Oh, man. You want to talk about old.
Yeah. Formal.
Formal.
Yeah.
I love Noel when he was out there. He was always full of excitement.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
and some.
Yeah, and like my son Mike, he was out in San Luis Obispo, and he was out at dirt track out there, Santa Maria.
Yeah.
And he had out of dirt track in the middle of nowhere, he sees this familiar name. You know, this is a few years back, quite a few years back, but he was like, he called me up. He's like, could this be the same Morris Seely?
Yeah.
On a dirt track?
On a dirt track in Santa Maria.
He had
a
dirt late model
yep.
sponsored by Bacon Skateboards. Yeah,
no,
but
it was
he
pretty
sold
cool.
that, so now he's just retired.
He's been just
I mean,
about
he still
in everything,
yeah.
hasn't he?
Yeah.
Really? I already had trucks, super late model. He was in a legend.
Yep. He raced legends with Kyle and Kurt.
Right.
Yep.
Yep, the good old number 36.
Yep.
No matter where you end up, you find a track. Doesn't matter. So, middle of nowhere, you're going to find some kind of racing. So, but now it's a lot of fun, even on dirt. But, you know, Kaylee, 2013 Superstock champion, you ever plan on bringing that car back out? You still have that, don't you?
Yeah, no, we still have it in the garage, but it just needs to get rebuilt for the motor.
Oh.
And so, obviously, update some stuff on it because a lot's changed in 3 years.
You know, that's crazy that a lot has changed in just 3 years, even in a local division like that.
Yep.
You know, and I've always said that, and not to put anybody down at any track, but it seems like our track especially, it goes in like 3 or 4 year spurts. Like they allow this, allow a little more, and then all of a sudden a super stock becomes a limited late model or you know, a bomber becomes a street stock.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like the bombers have evolved since you guys left, what,
8 years ago,
7 or 8 years, and then end up coming back, and they're totally different cars today. So,
you found that out driving a top three bomber from 2005, 2006, that car that you're driving now,
and that's a
you know, you've gone, you're 3 seconds behind the time.
Yep.
What was it that Sam Jacks cut in 18.9?
Wow. Yeah.
18.9, and, you know, the best I ever did in that was 20.8 with the wind behind me.
Right.
And having, well, you know, having Aaron McMorrin tied off to his bumper to
right.
qualify.
You know, I hate to say it, but looking at the cars and looking at the rules, I only see a couple of ways to achieve that, and that's the gray areas of the rules. And, you know, I hate to say that, but, you know, I don't know. It seems like a lot of gray areas in that division.
The way I see it is dig in your pocket.
Yeah, that's definitely not a gray area.
That's an off-limits area.
Yeah.
Start cutting some weight, buddy.
Yeah, no. Well, no, exactly. That's the big thing. You know, Kaylee, in the super late models, you've experienced different teams that you've taken your car to and all that. You're on a new team. Is it this year? Or how long have you been? You're at H-Town.
Well, I'm at H-Town just with the modified.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And
okay.
So we have the super late with Racing Innovations for the past 2 years.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I guess you could say technically 3 years because Jimmy was still working on my car when we first had it. So. But yeah, so we have Jimmy Parker and his son, Jimmy Jr. and Stan, my teammate.
Do you find that an advantage to be with somebody that long to
actually
know the car and they know your style of driving? And
Yeah, we're almost there, figured out. So we're going to get there. I think we're going to get a win by the end of this year.
Well, you know
what?
The times are so close. So you're not talking about much. You a tweak here or a tweak there. And, and it's funny because once you get it, it seems like that's when it sticks. You know? But that's good. So watch out, guys. passed by Daddy's little girl.
And I think also running double duty with the modified and the super has helped me a lot more in the super late. Like, it just relates better, I guess. Because I was told, I don't know if it's from racing with the Lucas guys or what, but I was told that these past two races that we had this weekend that I was driving a lot more aggressive. No, I just feel like I'm driving the same, but they're like, no, you were doing so good. All this other stuff.
You know, maybe that's something that you don't realize. Like, and my opinion is in a modified, you have to drive it aggressive because that's an aggressive car.
Yep.
And maybe that's translating into, you don't notice it, but you know, you're getting in and you're
people
actually
on the outside do, I guess.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. That's good. You know, and that's what that jumping around in different cars are for, is the seat time.
And also this year, I think one thing that's helped me a lot is being able to have the opportunity to race with people like Justin Johnson.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
You can't buy that experience.
And that's
so even just following him is just great.
Oh yeah. And that's something in that super late models this year, you got some great drivers jumping in and out. You got Klein, you got Noah, you know,
Gregson
hopping in, and you know, you got some great talent jumping in and out of that division. Like I said, Justin Johnson's one of them.
Yeah, I think it's just awesome being able to race with him.
Yeah, you know, and you
because I grew up watching him race.
Right.
So,
you got that Jay Beasley back.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
Jay, Beasley. My teammate. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Well, no, you know, that's something too. You know, you get to see these guys hop back in, and no matter what, I don't know how they do it, they jump in and they're always fast, you know.
Yeah. Yep.
So, you know, to be able to get in and kind of pace yourself with guys like that. Or,
it's awesome.
Yeah, it's something
now,
else.
Now, Kaylee, you had mentioned earlier that modified is brand new.
Yes, I've only been the only one to drive it. So it has two races on it. That's it. Brand new Chris Bray modified that Tom Funstein built, or that got built for him. So
he hasn't even been in it yet.
No, nope. He sat in it, but
you let him sit in it? No.
I'm just kidding. He allowed him.
Allowed him. Like, yeah.
No, but rumor has it with him that he's doing double duty on Night of Fire. So, because he's already racing the Super Stock out there, so he's going to be in the Super Stock and the Modified.
Wow.
Yep.
Cool. Now, in a different Modified?
Nope, the same one.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
So this will be the first time he can race his own car.
Thanks for allowing him to race his own car.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, you know.
You got to feel honored for that. You know,
Tom
Funden seen brand new modified.
Yeah.
And he says, go ahead, here's my car. That's got to be a great feeling.
Yep. So always hanging out in the shop with those guys, or whether it be the weekend, weekdays. So no matter what.
Yeah,
that's great.
H-Town has a great shop out there, too. I mean, it's amazing. I wish I had some of the stuff that they
have
going on out there.
I wish I had half of their shop.
So, Pat, please let Gary have half your shop. The half you're not using.
Yeah.
Now, you know, speaking of letting Tom sit in the seat and all that, and being with H-Town, there's a timeout seat from what I'm hearing.
Oh,
what
yeah.
is that all about? Pat, calling you out again.
Well, when we were at Open Comp, and so Pat wasn't running anything, so he was out there helping us. And so, you know, you have all the best guys from the West Coast and the Super Lates out there for
right.
that race. So I don't even remember why, but he has this huge chair that you can buy from, like, Big Five. So, you know, the big lawn chair.
Right.
It's huge. So you feel like three of me in it. So he brought it to the track one day, or I think it was the Friday. So we were there Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I think he brought it on the Friday. And it was like, oh, you're going to have to sit in the timeout chair. Like, you're not running fast enough times. You have to sit in the timeout chair. So I sat in it until qualifying. Yeah, I sat in it until qualifying. And then qualifying, I had run my fastest laps ever.
That's
so he's
funny.
Like, see, the timeout chair works. And so now anytime,
you
got to sit in the timeout chair.
You get time to reflect.
Yeah.
I can imagine you sitting in that chair. It makes you feel like 2 inches tall.
Yeah,
just a
yeah.
huge chair.
It's huge.
What I picture is like those comedy shows where they got like a little,
yeah.
like somebody sitting in this huge chair. It makes them look like they're tiny or something like
yes,
that.
Yes, exactly.
Of course, Pat can sit in and he'll look. Can make the chair look small.
Yeah. Now you should be expecting
that. Oh, okay, just hold your hat on there. I'll give you 2 seconds of timeout.
See, you guys are going on Pat. I've learned. Pat is twice the size.
All right. Keep
I'm
your mouth shut.
One, I'm not getting Texas. And two, never pick on anybody who's bigger
yeah,
than you.
Exactly.
You should have learned that a long time ago.
Oh, man.
Hey, Kayla, you said you went and hung out at the shop with H-Town.
Yes.
Don't you do a little more than just hanging out there?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, work
don't
on the
you?
Cars and stuff, but...
So you don't just hang out.
No.
You're wrenching, aren't you?
You're
oh,
wrenching,
yeah.
you're doing
this,
you're doing
that.
Yeah,
we're trying to get Pat's new car done, so for Night of Fire, it should be done, we're hoping, so...
So you tell them you just hang out. They think you just stand around and talk to the guy.
Oh, no, I work.
You get your hands dirty. And
Do you learn a lot when you're getting in there and helping?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure you help it on your Super Late model also.
Yeah. So I always learning new stuff all the time. So I think it's awesome.
You ever teach the guys anything? Like,
no.
Hey.
No, I'm there to learn.
Oh, well, you know, it's funny because we don't think we're teaching anybody anything, but
right.
you know, things we just being there and helping. Sometimes, you know, people pick up and learn things
yeah.
that you know we don't think we can learn.
I think she knows a little more than she says she does.
has anybody let you loose and say, okay, Kaylee, you tell us exactly how you want this car set up. We want you to tell us how to adjust this, do this, and then go out and see what the car can do, or. Has
no,
that ever
no,
happened?
No.
Do you
I
ever
mean,
want
Jimmy,
that to happen?
No. I trust Jimmy way more than I trust myself. So.
Well, that seems kind of fun to be able to say, hey, I'm going to just out of the blue, I'm going to do this and see what this thing does.
Oh,
you know?
Gosh.
No?
No.
No.
I trust Jimmy way more than I trust myself.
She's a smart girl. She says, I'm a driver and I'm going to drive.
I can tell him which adjustments need to be made and what to do,
right.
but he can have it.
So you tell him how you like it and
yeah.
he knows how to make it
and
work.
And that's also
yeah.
another thing, like being with him for 3 years, because, you know, everyone has a different scale of
absolutely.
1 to 10. So
yeah.
he took him probably about a couple months to learn my scale of 1 to 10. So now we're
what's
okay.
his scale of 1 to 10? No, I won't put you on the spot.
You're
going to
end
up. We know it's a 10. I know.
That's
exactly.
You're going to end up.
Yeah, my 5 loose is way different than Stan's 5 loose.
That's a
so,
good point. Absolutely.
Yep, so it's just
wow.
being with one crew chief for so many years now. It's just, and my dad, too. He knows.
Right.
He can already tell, oh, he's doing this and this. I'm like, yep, exactly.
Cool.
Like, took the words right out of my mouth. Yep.
No, that's good. That's a good point that you bring up. Is it's a different, you know, no matter how you look at it. Has school affected the, because you're going to college now, UNLV,
yep.
full time.
Yep.
And racing at the same time. And
yeah.
there's a lot to
but
juggle.
I make my schedule fit my racing. So, like, I
Wait a minute. You don't make your racing fit your school schedule. You make your school schedule fit your racing.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I have one in college also.
Yeah.
Okay. She fits her school schedule around her social life.
Well, I don't want to. I want to have traveling days. So,
right.
So for the fall semester, I'll only be on campus on Monday and Wednesday.
Now,
that way I can travel Thursday, Friday, and Wednesday afternoon after school.
Now
meeting.
In college, they have travel days. In college now.
Well, in Kaylee's racing world, that's what they call it.
Yep.
This sounds like, Ma, this sounds like the 7.5, 8, 9 year program.
No,
hey,
I'm taking 5 classes.
You know what? And to your parents here, they allow you to do the racing and all that because
oh, yeah.
you do so great in your academics
yeah,
first.
Know.
And, you
yeah.
know, obviously academics
school
come
first.
Yep. Realistically. And if you didn't do,
yep.
do so well, they, it would, you know,
yeah.
you wouldn't be able
it's
to do
no
the
race
things.
Car.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, when they see that kind of effort, you know, that you put in, that's why you get the effort back out in the
oh,
racing
yeah.
world. So,
yeah.
And everybody
on.
Sees
Let's,
that.
Hey. Hold on. You know, her father is the only father that I know that wants to put a daughter on a pole in Las Vegas.
But you know what? It's the correct pole. It's the pole position.
Okay. So
That's a Sin City thing, by the way, guys. So. Now, you know what? And that's the whole goal in racing, is get you on the pole.
Yeah.
So.
I love you, Ron. Everybody knows that,
yeah,
but I'm just
listening.
Kidding.
Yeah, thanks, Jay.
Yep.
No.
No problem. I know. I'm going to the timeout.
Yep. You'll get your own timeout.
My team would never be out of that chair.
Yeah.
We'd fill that chair.
There's enough room.
Yeah. Yeah. Big chair.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of like traveling and stuff, that's something that you talked about maybe doing more of
right.
Tucson maybe.
Yep.
Is that anything coming up in the Super Late model?
In the Super Late, I'm not sure. We're kind of just like gunning straight for the Salt Lake race with
the modified.
And then after
focus.
That, we'll still have about a month left until
right.
our next Super Late race here in Vegas. So we'll probably go to Tucson in that break.
Okay.
Maybe go to Irwindale, Orange Show, Kern. I don't know. All
whether
the above.
Whether to watch or race or,
yeah,
or
yep.
a little of both.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Either one I'm good with. So
yeah, it's funny because I'll drive 2.5 hours to Havasu
oh, yeah.
to go watch.
Yeah.
You know, because I just love that little track down
Definitely.
There. And, you know,
yep.
same thing. So
I know Gary
especially gets antsy after the July 2nd race.
Yeah.
Because he don't know what to do till not till August,
yeah,
but the end of August.
Yeah, not even.
We'll go drive 2 hours just to play kickball with other races.
That's
exactly
all
there is
right.
to it. Right? That might not be your race, but if there's kickball and other races,
yeah,
there,
yeah.
There,
yep.
we're
going
to go play.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Hey,
yeah.
why not?
And sometimes it's nicer to be on that side of the fence watching instead of this side working.
Did you get hit pretty hard, Jay?
No.
Oh, Gary and I discussed the ball game, and we definitely decided we're first and third base coaches.
Okay. I see how you guys got through it.
Yeah,
oxygen.
we took a couple falls out there and got bruised up and beat up by 8, 9, and 10 year old kids. And yeah, it got rough.
Yeah.
One day Gary took a spill. The umpire says, "Hey." Is your buddy all right? I says, yeah, he's okay. He says, he hit the ground pretty hard. I says, no, you didn't. No, he didn't hit the ground hard. He bounced.
You're a bouncer.
But, yeah, we got our skins and our bruises and our cuts. But it was worth every bit of it for Nick Musatelli and his charity up there.
Cool.
So it was well worth it.
Good.
What other stuff, Kaylee, are you doing to prepare for Rocky Mountain?
Well, basically, since I've never been there before, I'm just watching a whole bunch of YouTube videos
right.
of it, whether it's Super Late up there, Modified up there, anything, really, just so I can at least know the line or have an idea of the line.
In the Modified, any particular driver style that you like Austin Barnes, or is it, you know, any of them guys? Jim
when
Martin?
I was racing with them, I was following Kyle a lot, Telstrom.
Okay.
Or, who am I thinking of?
I mean, there's such great talent
yeah,
in that
Yeah, or Lenny White.
Division.
There we go.
Okay.
Yeah, Lenny,
yeah.
And it's really nice because we race super late together, too. So when we did the Chili Willy, I was, like, side-by-side with you. Coolest thing I thought. So
that's pretty neat to run side-by-side with somebody. Like,
just seeing all these people that, like, I've grown up watching and winning and all this other stuff, and then now I'm racing with them.
That's
cool. It's the coolest thing.
What's in store for you coming up besides just these two things? I mean, you got any new focuses you're focusing on? Like, you know, you did the Drive for Diversity. Any big plans for something similar to that?
Well, I'm
going to
apply again this year, so we'll see if they take me back again. But I'm always going to try, I guess. So.
Right. Well, and you could take the experience that you had last time and carry it into the new one going into it. And that should be something to build on.
Definitely.
So, yeah,
I mean,
crazy.
Basically just that. Just racing at Bullring and then traveling. Definitely going to start traveling.
Yeah, but I agree. I mean, I think you're doing the smart thing. And then Lucas Oil kind of opens up some of that traveling because you don't have to just look for a super late model or late model series. So.
And it's so hard with our super late model rules compared to all the other tracks.
Nothing similar.
Completely almost, different. Yep. Major changes in order to go race.
It almost has to be a NASCAR only, you know, Wheeling series tracks in order for it to be competitive, you know, the same thing. So.
Yeah, and even then, our rules are so different here.
That's true. No, that's good. Yeah, the modifieds definitely are opening up some new doors, I think, for you. So.
Yeah, definitely. I'm excited.
Again,
you want to mention your sponsors one more time?
We're running out of time here.
Dan and Shannon with Las Vegas Car and Truck, Execi Clean Janitorial Service, Las Vegas Car Wrap.
Here's one.
Chick's Gear Racewear, DJ Safety, Ron's Rear Ends, and everyone else who's helped me so far. Jimmy, Racing Innovations, Dan with Racing Innovations.
H-Town
Racing, of course. I'll be at the shop tomorrow night with them. So.
Tom Fundenstein.
They're all great people over there. So.
Yeah, great group of guys.
Yeah,
there.
Definitely. Everyone else who's helped me.
That sounds great. And, of course, the LVCT is right by my house. I mean, I drive by there probably every day, and I always look over. There's at least one or two vehicles that I eyeball every time I drive by that I want to buy.
They get some
nice
good
cars there.
They're not race cars. So
I need something to pull my car with.
All we have to do at LVCT is paint the number on the side. There's a great mini stock here.
That part, I never get in there to drive it.
Look at this bomber in here. Hey, this is a front wheel drive skid plate car. You're interested in one of them?
You start
seeing numbers come on the door, he'll start buying.
Hey, real quick, too, Kaylee, if somebody wants to help support your racing and your team, they can go to KayleeBarker.com. You have t-shirts and things like that for sale.
Yep, everything's on the website. And also my racing page on Facebook, Kaylee Barker Racing, Instagram, CrazyBug34, and Twitter, KBR34+2.
What's the best way to if they did want to get a hold of you, Facebook? Or
yeah,
which
the
one's
Facebook
more?
Page would be the best way.
Not MySpace, Jay. Facebook.
Fine. Just fine.
Okay. Do you still have a MySpace page?
Yeah,
for real?
Yeah, I got two.
Your alter ego and then your...
I got two pages. I can talk to myself back and forth. It's
you're
still alive.
You're the only one keeping MySpace alive is you and your alter ego.
That's it. There's two of us. Me, myself, and I'm going to build the third one. Me, myself, and I.
Hey, real quick, too, something that we haven't talked a lot about is the race coming up here at LVMS on the Night of Fire. LVMS is going to have their July 2nd race, Saturday night race. You can go to LVMS.com, click on the Bullring link, and a lot of new stuff on the racers tab and all that. So you want to make sure you get out there to the races this coming up July 2nd. It's the best, probably the most popular night of racing out there.
Yep.
And we're barbecuing in the pits.
Kaylee, make sure you guys come down.
Yeah, definitely.
And Kaylee, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks a lot for coming in, Kara.
And I can't wait till you guest host coming up in August. We'll keep you informed on that. So, KayleeBarker.com if you want to find out more.
Thanks for going away from racing at the go-kart track.
Oh, I'm going there right now.
So if you want to see Kaylee go to pole position right there off of Arville.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, guys. Another great show. Thanks again.
Thank you.
And I can't thank you enough. We'll see you here next Tuesday at 6 p.m. and at onwheelsnow.com. Thanks. See you next week.
Have a good night. Thanks for listening.